T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us at 929 The Game. You can read all of his stuff on our website at 929thegame.com under the Braves banner there. And he joins us on the waitforit.com hotline. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Hope you guys had a happy Father's Day weekend.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Nobody asking me to do anything for him, Joe, and just got to to sit around the house and not do a thing. It's awesome.
It's the best.
Absolute best.
Well, the good and the bad, I mean, the amazing win on Friday, the amazingly bad letdown on Saturday, and then the blowout yesterday, what a weekend against the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, this series was always going to carry some sort of momentum with it. We just didn't know before the series whether it was going to go with the Braves or the Phillies, but with the teams this close together, bunched up at the top of the division, one of these teams was going to come out the better from this series, and that effect was going to probably have some ripple-on effect in terms of just the momentum and the general feeling around either team. So Sunday was a huge game, obviously, for what you just mentioned. I mean, two just crazy games the night before. And I think that on top of the momentum it gives the Braves and the standings, I think that really this club now has some more overarching momentum. When you see the crowds that were there for these three games, I mean, there's a real buzz. These felt like playoff games already, and we're in the middle of June here. So I think when you have something like the Dallas Keuchel addition that happens, that kind of galvanizes the fan base, and it kind of gets everybody on board. And now the team is really making a charge in the standings as well. So it's all kind of coming together for the Braves at the right time.
You know, a lot of people talk about this game, and they say it was a statement game. And that means something different to a lot of different people. To you, what does it mean when you hear that this game for the Braves was a statement game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows what this team is capable of when it's at its best. I think that's what we saw. We kind of saw the pinnacle of what we feel like the Braves can be, which is a team that can, has a lot of depth in pitching. But, of course, it's this offense that's kind of leading not just the division but Major League Baseball. It's been one of the best offenses of baseball over the last month or so. So I think that when you see that out of the team, that is really kind of the statement that it's making, saying, look, we have these players. They can hit, they can run, they can field, they can do everything. It's almost kind of a dominating kind of sense when you see the team perform that way.
Talking with Joe Patrick, he covers the Braves for us on 92.9 The Game. Any sense or any word as to when or any idea when we're going to get word that Dallas Keuchel has been elevated to the big club?
You know, I think that no word yet. And his second start did not go nearly as well as his first one did. His first one was in A ball, and he was going against much lower competition than I think he even originally anticipated on, considering he was supposed to originally start with the Stripers. So his second start did not go nearly as well. I think he gave up double-digit hits, and it'll to be determined as to when they call him up, because you also had the factor with Sean Newcomb. Sean Newcomb was the guy who was going to come in and basically spot start for him until he was ready, and now of course Sean Newcomb gets hit in the head with 102 mile an hour exit velocity. So to be determined, but I think the good news for the Braves is that they still have a guy. If they do want to give Dallas one more start in the minors, and they can go with a guy like Tuki Toussaint if they feel like Sean Newcomb isn't capable of giving them that spot start, and so they still have a guy there that can perform that. But that's something definitely to be determined. Hopefully we'll get news on soon.
Speaking of one more start, was Saturday the last time that we will ever see Luke Jackson in a closer role ever again?
Oh, man. So, knowing Brian Snicker and how much he supports his guys, he's a player's manager, I think that Brian Snicker will give him the ball again. But you do have to wonder if they will start to make – if he'll make a change, because you've got another guy in the bullpen who's got great stuff, does not have the experience, but has the kind of closer stuff that you look for in Jacob Webb. And here's the thing with Luke Jackson. I've seen a lot of hand-wringing over, people kind of in their two camps as to whether – actually, it's mainly people in one camp saying, the told you so was never a closer, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line is that for a good month or so, Luke Jackson was one of the best relievers in baseball. He went something 20-something innings, only giving up one run after opening day, went 21 innings, giving up only one earned run. But since then, which was May 18th, he's gone 12 innings and given up 10 runs. So the form has clearly turned around here. He was at one point pitching great, and now he's pitching not. So it'll be interesting to see how Brian Snicker reacts to that, because he has guys in the bullpen right now who are pitching better than Luke Jackson, or at least getting better results than Luke Jackson right now. So if you want to say you're a bullpen by committee, maybe you're not closing by committee, you know, rotating guys in and out through one inning in the ninth, but maybe you go to a different arm and try somebody else out in that spot while Luke Jackson's struggling right now.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. Joe, if the Braves are up by a run in the top of the ninth inning tonight and they trot Luke Jackson out there, I want to throw things through the television. I mean, I don't care who you put out there. Anybody not named him. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
right now, you I think you got to do closer by committee until you find one guy who can get you through. If they're going to wait till after the All-Star break to make a move and try and get a Ken Giles or a Will Smith or a Shane Green, if they're going to wait to, you know, because they're afraid, as Hugh was saying earlier today, and he's right, that they might get fleeced if they went out into the market right now. If they're going to wait to try to make a move for a closer till after the All-Star break, then you got to figure out something in the interim to patch this together.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, you'll always want your team to go out and try to improve and make a move that can benefit you now, right? But, like, if you look back to this past offseason, the Marlins, when the Braves were in the JT Realmuto stakes, the Marlins wanted Austin Riley for him. And, you know, when you look back at that, some people would have done that at that point. The Braves obviously weren't willing to do that, and look what Austin Riley's done for them this season. Now, I do think that the team does need a closer. I'm not saying that they don't, but it's just a matter of how much are you willing to give up. And I think that you're absolutely right. It's that, you know, this Luke Jackson thing is now snowballing to a point where it's becoming a big story, and that's because he keeps going in there in those clutch situations and is just not getting the job done in the last, 3 weeks to a month. So, you know, it's been tough for him. I think what a manager or an analytics person would say is that his underlying numbers are still basically what they were when he was pitching great in terms of how, you know, the amount of line drives he's giving up, those kinds of things, those kind of the deep dive in baseball. So I think that's kind of the devil's advocate you would play with Luke Jackson. But I think this team will look to go out and make a move and add an arm. It's just a matter of, like you said, when do they do that?
So basically this is a hold the fort situation until we get around July sometime and then try to make the best deal that we possibly can with teams out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of compared it to, like, you're playing poker and you're trying to figure out when is the best time to kind of put the chips on the table. That's something that, you know, the Braves kind of manage that with the whole Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel situation with free agency. Obviously, trading is a different story because you have to, there's all different kinds of leverages involved with trying to make a deal with another team. But yeah, it's all just a matter of timing. And obviously, we want to see, you know, the earlier you can get a guy in, probably the better, because it allows him to acclimate. And hopefully be that much more effective for you and produce for the team.
I was going to use a poker analogy, but I'm going to stop. I'm going to spare the audience that dad joke. All right.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have caught it anyway.
Yeah. It just had to do with bullpen flopping and turning and throwing them into a river or whatever. We talked with Joe Patrick about the Braves as they get ready for the Mets tonight. Mike Soroka going on the mound. Yeah, this offense is hitting like I think the Braves' record for home runs in a year is 235. And, you know, somebody pointed out that a couple of years ago, in 2015, the Braves hit 100 home runs. That was it for the whole year. They've hit 105 already. I mean, it's just like, wow.
Hot.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they're on pace to set, I believe, would be a franchise record if they can keep this going. It's really incredible what they're doing with the bat. It's just insane. I mean, I think you only have one guy right now in the lineup who is OPSing less than 800, which 800 is a good OPS, and that one guy is Nick Markakis. So basically, Nick Markakis right now is pretty much your worst hitter in the lineup, which is tough to argue with that kind of production. Especially, you know, you look at the two that you're platooning and catchers, two kind of veteran guys, the guys that nobody really expected much of with the bat coming into the season, and those guys are performing. They're probably. Together as a tandem, they're probably the top 10 catcher in baseball. So, I mean, as far as the lineup is concerned, everything is going right for the Braves this season.
Hey, Joe, it's always appreciated. Look forward to this series against the Mets. And like we said, chance to put some more distance between you, not only the Phillies, let's start to put the Mets and the Nationals out of their misery and really start to make this, you know, a two-team race and then just make it a one-team runaway if we can. Thanks.
Yeah, going to be a big 3 weeks, 15 of the next 19 against the division opponents. For the All-Star break. So big time for the Braves.
Thank you, Joe.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.